Lamoureux says the decision for President Kiir not to attend the talks was reached after a two-day meeting of cabinet ministers and the governors of all 10 states. He says the negotiating team is being recalled so that they can debrief the government and other officials on what has been agreed and disagreed in the last week of talks in Addis Ababa. Lamoureux says there is another reason for the decisions, which could sound the death knell of this last chan of peace talks.
We also agreed that we have to establish in clear terms what is happening in the camp of the SPLM-IO, because we heard on the 7th 13 of the generals that are in the ranks of the rebels have defected and declared Dr. Riek Machar as not their leader and that another leader has taken over.
Lamoureux says that is the reason that President Salva Kiir will not travel to Addis.
If the president is going to go to Addis Ababa, he must go with a clear mind as to who he's going to meet and negotiate with. So we are requesting IGAD to establish and to inform us that whether Dr. Riek is still in charge and whether he's able to reconcile and agree with his people and reunite, or we should negotiate with both parties to the conflict in the SPLM-IO camp.
Machar SPLM in opposition has played down the announcement earlier this week by two former rebel generals that they have set up their own movement. In an interview with South Sudan in Focus, one of the generals, Gatou Gatkwoth, said the main grief of the new movement is with President Kiir and Machar. He said the two leaders are taking part in peace talks in Addis Ababa not for the good of South Sudanese people, but because they went to secure their positions in a future government. Lomoro says the government of South Sudan considers a warning from IGAD Plus lead mediator Siom Mospin that negotiators will not leave Addis unless they sign a peace deal by Monday's deadline unacceptable. Siom told reporters in Addis Ababa yesterday after a meeting with negotiators from both sides.
We have all IGAD countries here, and the message they have been passing across to the chief negotiators is one and the same. You cannot leave Addis Ababa this time without signing this agreement by the 17th of August.
Siom also expressed frustration with the South Sudanese warring sides. He said the international community has lost passion with President Salva Kiir's government and the rebel movement led by Machar. This time, the Ethiopian diplomat said the deadline for the two sides to strike a deal will not be extended.
Enough is enough. It is frustration and hopelessness that is reigning in South Sudan and all over the world. There is no any other chance.
The deadline for a peace deal to be signed is Monday. Lomoro says the South Sudanese government expected a different caliber of statement from the negotiating team.
This, we feel, is not the attitude and the language of a mediator, but the language of somebody who has intentions, bad intentions, for the Republic of South Sudan. And we think that the IGAD leadership should really rethink their position in the way that they approach the mediation team.
Lamoureux says the South Sudanese people should remain vigilant as the August 17 deadline draws closer. He did not say what steps the government will take once the deadline has passed. Eastern Equatorial State Governor Luis Lobong Lojore says the decision of the government should not be allowed to derail the peace talks.
We want to appeal that the IGAD Plus and others international community that bringing about peace require, it is a process, require time, and it is better to go slowly but sure rather to rush and sign a peace that will always create more problems.
There have been government rallies in recent weeks against the peace agreement that IGAD Plus expects the two sides to sign around 72 hours from now. For VOA News, I am Philip Tonaleu in Juba.